Good afternoon, brothers and sisters.
弟兄姊妹们，下午好。
We are talking about the way to the recovery of the testimony of our Lord Jesus.
我们讲到恢复耶稣基督见证的路。
The brothers asked me to speak on Paul's testimony. I have fought the good fight.
弟兄们叫我交通保罗的见证，那美好的仗我已经打过了。
And they also asked if I would consider sharing on this verse, we are not ignorant of the schemes of the devil.
也弟兄们也愿意我交通，我并不是不知道那仇敌的计谋。
And so because it's an afternoon session, we want to try to be a little bit more practical perhaps.
因为是下午，希望我们讲的比较实际一点。
And so we will try to combine these two thoughts.
所以我们愿意把这两个思想合在一起。
And look at this good fight.
我们这个美好的仗。
Victorious over the schemes of the devil.
胜过仇敌的计谋。
Now this afternoon, we want to look at one of his main strategies, which is deceiving.
今天我们愿意看他一个很主要的策略，就是迷惑。
And so you will notice as we read scriptures of this topic.
所以你就发现我们是读关于这方面的经文。
Let's turn to Ephesians chapter 6.
我们先翻开以弗所书第六章。
To these familiar verses which are spiritual wrestling.
这是讲到属灵征战摔跤的很出名的一些的经节。
Just verses 10 through 12.
第六章十到十二节。
Finally, be strong in the Lord and in the strength of His might.
我还有末了的话，你们要靠着主，依靠他的大能大力，做刚强人。
Put on the full armor of God, so that you may be able to stand firm against the schemes of the devil.
要穿戴神所赐的全副军装，就能抵挡魔鬼的诡计。
Now you notice that phrase, the schemes of the devil.
这边讲到魔鬼的诡计。
For our wrestling is not against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the powers, against the world forces of this darkness, against the spiritual forces of wickedness in the heavenly places.
因为我们并不是与属血气征战，乃是与那执政的、掌权的。在这幽暗世界的以其天空属灵气的恶魔征战。
Then let's just look at two verses in 2 Corinthians chapter 2.
我们再翻开哥林多后书第二章。
And here we're dealing with the discipline of a brother.
这里是讲到我们弟兄他是如何的受训练。
And so Paul says in verse 10.
所以第二章保罗第十节那里说
But one whom you forgive anything, I forgive also. For indeed what I have forgiven, if I have forgiven anything, I did it for your sakes in the presence of Christ, so that no advantage would be taken of us by Satan, for we are not ignorant of his scheme.
你们赦免谁，我也赦免谁。我若有所赦免的，是在基督面前为你们赦免的，免得撒旦趁着机会胜过我们，因我们并非不晓得他的诡计。
And then we turn to Romans, Revelation chapter 12.
我们再翻到启示录第十二章。
As our Lord gains great victory over the enemy.
我们的主在那里得胜了他的敌。
We just read verses 9 and 10 of chapter 12.
启示录十二章第九、第十节。
And the great dragon was thrown down, the serpent of old, who is called the devil and Satan, who deceived the whole world. He was thrown down to the earth, and his angels thrown down with him.
大龙就是那古蛇，名叫魔鬼，又叫撒旦。是迷惑普天下的，他被摔到地上，他的使者也一同被摔下去。
Now just notice How thorough is the enemy's scheme there in verse 9? Who deceives the whole world.
我们就看到仇敌的诡计是那么的完整, 他要迷惑普天下的人。
Verse 10.
第十节,
Then I heard a voice in heaven saying, Now the salvation and the power and the kingdom of our God and the authority of his Christ have come. For the accuser of our brethren has been thrown down, he who accuses them before our God day and night.
我听见在天上有大声音说，我神的救恩、能力、国度，并他基督的权柄，现在都来到了。 因为那在我们神面前昼夜控告我们弟兄的，已经被摔下去了。Then
we want to turn to our Lord's words in Matthew chapter 24.
我们再翻到主的话，马太24章。As
our Lord tells his disciples about the things of the end times.
使我们的主对门徒讲到末后日子的一些的话。Verses
4 and 5.
马太24章第4、第5节
And Jesus answered and said to them, See to it that no one deceives you, for many will come in my name, saying, I am the Christ, and will deceive many.
耶稣回答说，你们要谨慎，免得有人迷惑你们，因为将有好些人冒我的名来说，我是基督，并且要迷惑许多人。
Verse 11
第十一节,
many false prophets will arise and deceive many.
却有好些假先知起来, 迷惑多人。
Verse
24 第24节,
for false Christs and false prophets will arise and will show great signs and wonders so as to deceive, if possible, even the elect.
因为假基督、假先知将要起来显大神迹、大奇事，倘若能行，连选民也就迷惑了。Now
let's turn to just two more verses in 2 Timothy.
我们最后翻到提摩太后书。Paul
is sharing testimony. And first we turn to chapter 3, beginning in verse 10.
保罗在这里 做见证，我们先看第三章第十节开始。Now
you followed my teaching, conduct, purpose, faith, patience, love, perseverance, persecutions, and sufferings, such as happened to me at Antioch, at Iconium, and at Lystra. What persecutions I endured, and out of them all the Lord rescued me.
但你已经顺服了我的教训、品行、志向、信心、宽容、爱心、忍耐，以及我在安提俄、以哥念、路斯德所遭遇的逼迫、苦难，我所忍受是何等的逼迫！但从这一切苦难中，主都把我救出来了。Indeed,
all who desire to live godly in Christ Jesus will be persecuted.
不但如此，凡立志在基督耶稣里敬虔度日的，也都要受逼迫。But
evil men and imposters will proceed from bad to worse, deceiving and being deceived.
因为作恶的和迷惑人的必越久越恶，他欺哄人也被人欺哄。
And then in chapter 4, verse 7.
第四章第七节,
I have fought the good fight. I have finished the course. I have kept the faith.
那美好的仗我已经打过了，当跑的路已经跑尽了，所信的道我已经守住了。
Just have a word of prayer.
我们有一点的祷告。
Our Father, we come to you in the precious name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ.
亲爱的天父，我们奉我们救主耶稣基督宝贵的名来到你的跟前。
Only under his precious blood,
只有在主宝血的底下,
and only through the anointing of the Holy Spirit,
也只有在圣灵的恩膏底下,
can we expect an open heaven over us today.
今天我们能够得到一个敞开的天。
The enemy hates all exposure of his deceitful scheme.
仇敌实在是哦痛恨我们来揭穿他那迷惑人的计谋。
But since at Calvary you made an open show, so we feel we can come today and share this precious word.
自从在各个他你已经揭穿了仇敌一切的诡计，所以今天我们能够在这里宣讲。
So Lord, we pray you would shine your light into our hearts.
求你用你的光照亮我们的心。
Revealing to us our Savior's great victory.
向我们显现出我们救主那伟大的救恩。
That we too might fight the good fight.
叫我们也能这美好的仗。
We pray in Jesus' name.
我们奉主耶稣的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.
I would like to change one word because in English, it would be more meaningful.
我愿意这里改一个字，用在英文上面好像意思更清楚。
Where Paul says, I have fought the good fight, I would like to change that word to I have fought the noble fight.
保罗在这里说，那美好的仗我已经打过，我愿意说在这里讲这个仗是高贵的仗。
This word in the original Greek is speaking as to character. It is a noble fight that Paul has fought.
因为在原文里面保罗所打的仗特别讲到里面的 性情，这是一个高贵的仗。
What does that mean, a noble fight?
什么叫做这场高贵的仗？
Now you and I, unfortunately, get involved in a lot of fights that aren't so good.
今天你我都进入许多的征战，好像不是那么美好。
And we often waste a lot of energy fighting the wrong fight.
我们浪费了许多的精力打这个不应该打的仗。
But Paul has saved his fighting for the noble fight.
但是保罗他要打那个美好的仗。
His fight is producing gain for the kingdom of God.
因为他打的仗。是为了神国而在那里打的。
Among Paul's various fightings were the fight to expose the deceit of the enemy.
因为在保罗所打的这仗，在那里揭露了仇敌他里面的心思。
Paul himself, as a Pharisee, lived in deception.
保罗。他是一个法利赛人，他也受了许多的欺骗。
He even found himself fighting against the Messiah.
他曾经在那里向着弥赛亚在这里打仗。
But when the light shone from heaven,
当天上的光照亮他的时候，
he saw his bondage of deception.
他就看到他受这样欺骗的捆绑。
He repented and came to a knowledge of the truth.
所以他就悔改，因为他认识了真理。
And you cannot read Paul's letters without realizing that he is a preacher of the truth.
我们读保罗的书信，我们知道他是那个宣讲真道的人。
What a noble fight he fought!
他打的实在是一个美好高贵的仗。
We read there in 2 Timothy chapter 3.
我们在提摩太后书三章那里说。
Some biographical references.
哦，这里有一些这样的一些的资料。
To the difficulties Paul had in Antioch, in Derbe, and in Lystra.
就是讲到他在安提阿，在以斯念，在路斯德那里。
You see that in chapter 3, verse 11.
在三章十二节那里告诉我们。
In Antioch, Iconium, and Lystra.
就在安提阿、以哥念、路斯德。
Timothy was an eyewitness to these persecutions.
提摩太是对那里的逼迫，他是一个见证人。
Timothy had watched Paul throughout his life suffering, wrestling, engaged in much warfare.
提摩太他看保罗一生经历了多少的征战。
He stood for the truth against the Judaizers.
他面对犹太教，他站在真理这一边。
Against false teachers.
然后他与这些错误的道
We remember when he came to Ephesus, he actually was engaged in spiritual warfare against Artemis and witchcraft and demons.
你知道他在以弗所，他就对撒旦、对这些假神有面对这些征战。
But listen to his testimony.
我们听他做的见证。
He says, What persecutions I endured, and out of them all the Lord rescued me.
所以我所忍受是何等的逼迫，但从这一切苦难中，主都把我救出来了。It
was a noble fight on high ground.
这实在是一个高贵的征战。But
when we listen to Paul's last words, and this probably was the last letter we have, Paul.
当我们读到保罗，这可能是最后的一封书信里面。We
see something most wonderful.
我们看到呢更
Why is his fight a noble fight?
为什么他打的是这么高贵的仗?
Because after 33 years as a Christian fighting the good fight,
因为他33年做基督徒，他打着美好的仗,
the fight had not shaped him.
这个征战在那里没有塑造他。
What had shaped the Lord Jesus? The Apostle Paul over those 33 years.
在33年里面是什么在那里塑造他呢?
The transforming work of the Holy Spirit in him.
那是在他里面那改变圣灵的工作.
His pursuit of his Lord Jesus Christ.
他追求主.
And Paul could say at the end of his life,
保罗在他人生末了的时候可以说,
when he says, I have fought the noble fight,
那美好的仗我已经打过了。
It means he fought the good fight in the character of the Lord Jesus.
就是说他在基督耶稣的性情里面，他到底打了这场仗。
He had moments of discouragement and moments of trial.
他可能有一些的灰心，也受一些的试炼。
But the enemy could never draw him out to fighting against flesh and blood.
但是仇敌不能够把他拖出来。
And so here we see Paul in 2 Timothy. Now he's in jail. And what does he say?
他说什么呢?
I'm still fighting the noble fight. The actual word fight in this passage is a Greek word, literally agona, from which we get agony.
是希腊字,这个苦难,受苦。
And he uses the same word as he writes that letter to the Colossians.
他也用同样一个字,向哥摩西来写这封书信。
And he says, I want you to know how great an agony I have for you and for those in Laodicea who have not seen my face.
他说我如何的在苦难的里面向着你们跟向老底家人写信。
Now think of Paul's noble warfare.
我们看保罗这样高贵的征战。
What would we do if we were just sitting in prison for years and years?
如果我们在监牢里面许多年，我们在那里做什么？
Would we quit?
我们是不是放弃吧？
Become discouraged?
我们好像很失望。
Begin to doubt?
我们开始怀疑。
Not Paul.
保罗不是这样。
Even in prison,
就算在监牢里面,
he's still wrestling.
他仍然在那里征战。
For the sake of the saints.
为了圣徒在那里征战。
So this last letter, 2 Timothy.
所以在提摩太后书这最末了的一卷书信,
what do we find him doing?
我们看他在那里做什么。
Spending the time to help young Timothy fight the noble fight.
他在那里帮助年轻的提摩太打这高贵的仗。
What a wonderful testimony of a man who had the testimony of Jesus in his life.
保罗这位有耶稣基督见证的人，他带出来的见证是何等的美好。
Now we are to fight the noble fight.
我们要打这高贵的仗。
When we go and share the gospel with this unclean world, we must learn to share and yet not become defiled by the world.
我们要学习如何的传, 没有被世界污, 玷污。
There's a noble fight to be fought even in church life.
在教会的生活里面，也有这个高贵的仗。
Not those lesser fights, flesh against flesh.
不是属肉体的这些的征战。
Not those negative views of one another.
不是这些消极的彼此的对。
Not those personal grudges.
不是那个个人的一些的争执。
But a fight to bring everyone perfect before Christ.
是那个把众人在基督里带进完全的那个征战。
But if we are to fight the noble fight,
如果我们要打这个美好的仗，
we cannot be ignorant of the schemes of the devil.
我们就不能够不知道仇敌的诡计。
We must realize his schemes and his strategy.
我们要知道他的诡计，他的策略。
We remember that Paul said, we are not to be ignorant of the schemes of the devil.
我说我们不能够不知道这仇敌的诡计。
And this afternoon, I specifically want to talk about this scheme of deception.
今天我特别要讲到仇敌这个迷惑人的诡计。
We want to turn to 2 Corinthians chapter 11.
我们翻到哥林多后书第十一章。
Just to see a little picture of how crafty and wily is the enemy.
我们就看到这个仇敌是多么的狡猾，在这里啊来做工。
In verse 2, Paul says,
哥林多后书十一章第二节，保罗说，
For I am jealous for you with a godly jealousy, for I betrothed you to one husband, so that to Christ I might present you as a pure virgin. But I am afraid that as the serpent deceived Eve by his craftiness, your minds will be led astray from the simplicity and purity of devotion to Christ.
我为你们起的愤恨原是神那样的愤恨，因为我曾把你们许配一个丈夫，要把你们如同贞洁的童女献给基督。我只怕你们的心或偏于邪，失去那像基督所存纯一清洁的心，就像蛇用诡诈诱惑了夏娃一样。
Now here is a word for us as believers.
这是对我们信主的人说的话。
We should not be deceived by the enemy's scheme.
我们不要受仇敌的诡计来迷惑。
When we come to the Lord Jesus in simple faith,
当我们带着一个纯一清洁的心来到主的跟前，
we are saved and we are kept by our Lord.
我们蒙拯救，我们蒙保守。
We focus upon the Lord Jesus.
我们专一定睛在主的身上。
Now the enemy has a project to distract us from the Lord Jesus.
今天仇敌有一个计划，要把我们从主面前拆毁。
And he will use many devices to try to get our eyes off of the Lord Jesus.
他用各样的东西把我们从主面前挪开。
We turn to John chapter 8.
我们翻到约翰福音第八章。
And we see that the enemy has been lying and deceiving from the beginning.
我们知道约翰福音第八章，仇敌从开头就在那里欺骗说谎。
We read verse 44 of John 8.
约翰福音八章，我们读第四十四节。
And we see this twofold plan of the enemy.
我们就看到仇敌这双重的计划。
You are of your father the devil, and you want to do the desires of your father. He was a murderer from the beginning, and does not stand in the truth, because there is no truth in him. Whenever he speaks a lie, he speaks from his own nature, for he is a liar and the father of lies.
你们是出于你们的父魔鬼，你们的父的私欲，你们偏行。他从起初是杀人的，不守真理，因他心里没有真理。他说谎是出于自己，因他本来是说谎的，也是说谎之人的父。
And so we see two things.
我们在里面看到两件事。
He deceives us in order to draw us out of the will of God.
他迷惑我们，把我们从神的旨意里面拖出去。
And then he kills us.
然后他加害我们。
His end is destruction.
他的目的乃是毁坏我们。
Our Lord said he comes to steal, to kill, to destroy.
我们的主说他是偷窃，他来是叫拆毁。
But of course, he is a deceiver.
我们知道他是那欺骗人的，迷惑人的。
So he does not tell you he comes to kill you.
他不告诉你他还是要杀害你们。
No, even as he deceived Eve, so he deceives men.
就算他迷惑夏娃，他就是这样迷惑人。
The devil said, has God really said?
魔鬼说神真是这样说吗
Surely you won't die.
哦、你不吃的日子不会死的。
So deceptive in his way.
在他这样说法是非常能够迷惑人的。
But when man fell into sin, he fell into a world of darkness.
当人犯罪他就进入黑暗。
And in this place of darkness,
在黑暗的里面
They are at the mercy of this deceiver.
他就这样在这个迷惑人的权势底下。
We know that the enemy has a certain authority over mankind and even this world.
我们都知道仇敌对人对整个世界都有相当的权柄。
But he must and can only rule out of darkness.
但他只能够用黑暗来统治这个世界。
If the light comes, it exposes his works.
当光进来，在那里照亮了他的工作的时候。
But he rules from darkness.
他只能够在黑暗里面来统治。
Of course, we know his number one deception.
我们知道他头一个最第一名的这个迷惑人呢。
And what is that?
是什么呢
？I do not exist.
我不在这里，我根本不存在。
There's no devil.
没有魔鬼的。
And so a man who is lost and is doing whatever he wants to do thinks he is independent and free.
当一个失丧的人在他那里做他自己的事情，他以为他是只有他自己很自由的自主的在那里做吗
？Little does the sinner know that the Satan has him in his full grasp.
这个罪人根本就不知道他是在魔鬼的手中啊。
And so were some of us before we were saved.
当我们得救以前，我们也是这样。
I have no master.
我没有主人。
The devil said, that's right, that's right.
魔鬼说，你说的对呀。
But all the time he was master over us.
其实他一直在做你的主人。
Driving our lusts.
在那里挑动我们的肉体。
Driving us to corruption.
挑动我们的腐败。
And he has corrupted everything in this world.
他就毁坏了，败坏了这世上一切的东西。
Of course, we don't know it.
当然我们还不晓得。
But there is corruption in every nation.
在每一个国家里面都有这个贪腐。
There is corruption in every marriage.
在每一个婚姻里面也有一些的腐败。
There is corruption in every family.
在每一个家庭里面也有一些败坏的东西。
There is corruption on every job.
在每一个工作上面也有一些败坏的。
There is corruption in every body.
在每一个身体里面都有这样的败坏。
We are on the way to death.
我们是向死的路来走。
But the enemy still says, you shall not die.
然后仇敌就说你不会死啊。
And so people live in darkness.
所以人活在黑暗的里面。
Even as they do what seems right in their own eyes, but the end is destruction.
他们个人任由行，行自己眼中以为正的事情，他们进入灭亡。
Now we know this is the way of the world.
我们都知道这是世界的道路。
And that's why we have a gospel of light to share with those who are in darkness.
这就是为什么我们要有福音的光传向这些在黑暗里面的人。
But we see that the enemy particularly uses deception.Upon God's own children.
我们就发现仇敌特别用这些迷惑欺骗面对对付神的儿女。
He disguises himself.
他在那里实在是 伪装他自己。
Now you understand that deceit is just lying with a disguise.
你知道这个迷惑是他后面带着伪装。
We see it, we know that Paul says in 2 Corinthians 11 that he even disguises himself as an angel of light.
你看到吗? 他在那里说他装为光明的天使一样。
And he says, this will be good for you.
这个对你有好处的。
This will better your life.
叫你的生活更美满。This
will make you wise.
叫你更有智慧。This
is the right thing to do.
你应该这样行。
And so many of God's children through the ages
所以历史历代许多神的儿女们
have been deceived
受了这样的欺骗
by his deceiving ways.
就是受了魔鬼这样的迷惑的欺骗。
Of course, God, through the ages, has given a hindrance to the devil's schemes.
历史历代神对于魔鬼的诡计限制了他的工作。
By the light of the Word of God,
借着神话语的光照,
the enemy is exposed.
仇敌被揭露。
How important it is for us to know the Word of God.
我们需要知道神的话，这是非常的重要。
When God gathered together the nation of Israel before Mount Sinai,
当神叫以色列民聚在西乃山的时候,
it is no mistake that the second commandment is, Thou shalt not make any idols.
十诫里面第二条说, 你们不可雕刻或拜偶像。
Now mankind, since the dawn of religion, has been making idols.
你知道人类从最早的宗教就在那里造偶像。
What could be wrong with idols?
偶像有什么不对吗?
Even our father Abraham used to make idols.
我们的祖宗亚伯拉罕也是造偶像的。
Idols are just practical things.
偶像是很实际的东西。
Statues.
是一些塑像。
But why did God say no idols?
但为什么神说不可以雕刻偶像?
Because there are spirits behind idols that bring the children of God into bondage.
因为在偶像后面有一个偶像的灵来捆绑神的儿女。
So as soon as they worshipped the golden calf,
当他们在那里拜金牛犊的时候,
they fell into immorality.
他们就落到这种不道德的光景里面。
But men are ignorant.
但人是无知的。
Today's idols,
今天,
American idols,
今天的偶像, 美国的偶像,
whatever we think is important,
我们觉得是最重要的,
that's just the outward idol. There's a spirit behind it, trying to bring us to bondage.
这只不过是外表的一个偶像, 但是后面有一个偶像的灵要捆绑我们。
So God's word says no idols.
所以神说不可以拜偶像。
Isn't it interesting that John, at the end of his first letter, he says, keep yourself from idols.
所以在约翰在他的书信里面说,你们要远离偶像。
It's because of what's behind them.
是因为偶像后面的东西。
And when the Lord was giving orders for the camp of Israel,
当神向以色列民众发出命令的时候,
he gave the strictest prohibition to any kind of divination, witchcraft, necromancy.
他在那里非常严厉地吩咐他们不可以交鬼，不可以拜这些行巫术的人。
Because of the spirits behind them.
因为后面的灵的问题。
But man lives in such darkness.
但是人活在这样黑暗的里面。
Even King Saul,
就算扫罗王,
was taken over by an evil spirit.
他也给邪灵来霸占。
And in the end,
最后,
went to a witch to find out what he should do, rather than the Lord his God.
他在最后要去问这些行巫术的人去那里请教。
How easily we are deceived.
我们是多么容易受迷惑。
David had a perfect heart for Jehovah.
大卫向着主有一个完全的信。
But we find this interesting truth in 1 Chronicles chapter 21, verse 1.
我们在历代志上21章第1节告诉我们,
said Satan stood up and provoked David to take a census.
在那里, 仇敌在那里激动大卫，叫他数点民数。
Now there's two opinions of why David took the census.
我们这里有对于大卫数点人数有不同的讲法。
Some say it was because of pride, and he wanted to count the population of his empire.
有人说他是为了骄傲，他要数点自己有多少的百姓。
And some say that the enemy struck fear in his heart, and he wanted to count so he knew how many soldiers he had.
也有人说哦，仇敌在那里吓坏了他，他要数一数自己有多少能够打仗的人。
But Satan even provoked King David.
仇敌他在那里，就算大卫，他也能够激动他的心。
And it cost 70,000 people.
以至于70,000人丧命。
All the schemes of the devil are seen throughout the Bible.
我们在整卷圣经里面就看到仇敌的诡计。
Thank God for His precious word.
感谢主，他给我们保护话。
The dear prophet Isaiah saw something behind Babylon, even Satan himself on a throne.
以赛亚他看到巴比伦，看到仇敌坐在那个宝座上。
In his great prophecy in chapter 13 and 14,
在以赛亚十三、十四章那里伟大的一些的预言。
He exposed behind the kingdom of Babylon, Satan, who would sit on the throne.
他在那里挑明了在巴比伦的宝座上仇敌在那里掌权。
And Ezekiel saw a similar revelation.
以西结也看到相同的意象。
Behind the great kingdom of Tyre, Satan was also sitting there.
在推磨面仇敌也在那里掌权。
What an amazing revelation this is.
这是多么奇妙的启示。
There are world rulers, even today, empowered by the enemy himself.
今天在地上一些统治者，他们后面是带着魔鬼的权势。
And then it was Daniel who shed light on this great spiritual warfare over the kingdoms of this world.
但因为他在那里讲出属冥界的这些的征战。
You remember that Daniel was praying and praying for several weeks.
你知道但因为在那里一直的祷告，一直的祷告。
Finally, Michael came and said, I had to wrestle with the great princes and spirits over Persia before I could come here.
所以米迦勒就在那里说，我要与管理波斯的空中掌权的恶魔在那里征战，我才能够来这里。
And so we see something.
所以我们就看到。
Now the world does not believe this.
世上的人不信这一些。
But behind the nations of this world,
就算今天在列国的后面,
there are invisible principalities and powers and authorities at work trying to destroy and to raise up according to satanic plan.
在那里也有执政掌权，有那个空中恶魔的势力在那里要毁坏这个世界。
The Christian recognizes that when we have fighting going on, it's not the fighting on earth that's the issue, but there's an issue behind of a spiritual nature.
基督徒我们知道我们一心的征战不光是外面的征战，而且有属灵背后属灵的征战。
Even in the days of Israel,
在以色列的日子里面,
this is a true testimony regarding the power of God's word.
这实在是神征战的能力的见证。
When God's children lived in the light and the power of God's word,
当神的百姓活在神话语的光中的时候,
the enemy could not deceive them and lead them astray.
仇敌不能够迷惑他们，把他们离开，再带他们离开正路。
But by the time of Jesus,
当耶稣的时代,
Israel was creating its own light and living in it.
以色列人他们就为自己来他们自己的光照着他们自己的光来活的时候。
And we see that darkness had fallen upon even the Jews.
我们就看到犹太人也落在黑暗的里面。
At the right time, the Lord Jesus came.
当时候到的时候，主耶稣降临。
It says of Galilee, they who dwelt in darkness have seen a great light.
在加利利那些在黑暗里面的人他们就看见这大光。
When Jesus came, it's as if a great floodlight of truth fell upon the earth, and suddenly there were demons everywhere.
当耶稣来到地上的时候，天上有大光，我们就看到哦，仇敌在那里就被显露了。
Do you think there are any less today?
你觉得今天没有仇敌的工作吗？
So proud and deceptive was Satan that he tempted Jesus in the wilderness.
你知道撒旦真是很厉害呀，他骄傲的一个地步，他在旷野试探耶稣啊。
And he used his best scheme against the Son of God.
他用他最厉害的计谋来试探神的儿子。
He used scripture to try to deceive Jesus.
他用圣经的神的话来试探耶稣。
But Jesus was the God.
但是耶稣乃是神的话。
And Jesus rebuffed every attempt of Satan to have the mastery over him.
耶稣就在那里打回去撒旦 对他的每一句的试探的话，攻击的话。
As Jesus shared in his great parable, first he bound the strong man, and then he looted his house, setting the captives free.
耶稣首先说他要捆绑那个壮士，然后叫他们家得释放。
Wasn't it a wonderful picture of Jesus in the gospel?
这实在是在福音书里面这个美好的见证。
Wherever he walked, light fell on the place.
耶稣不论去到哪里，就带出大光。
Deception was exposed.
那你的欺骗就给显露出来。
People who were in the bondage of evil were set free.
那些被鬼捆绑的就得释放。
These spirits have no power in the light.
这些魔鬼的灵在光中没有权柄。
Wherever Jesus walked,
耶稣不论走到哪里，
the light of God fell.
神的光在那里照出来。
And people were set free from generations of deceptions and lies.
那些被捆绑的人都得释放。
And when Jesus spoke,
当耶稣说话的时候，
the enemy had to flee.
仇敌就要逃跑。
Because he spoke the truth.
因为他讲的是真理。
You remember when he spoke in Matthew chapter 13 on the kingdom of God?
你知道当他在马太十三章讲到天国的时候，
Now there's a great conflict going on in the kingdom of the heavens.
因为在讲到天国的事情有大的征战。
There is violence in the kingdom of the heaven.
在天国的征战上面是实在有暴力的。
And those who would be servants of the kingdom must lay hold of the truth in this kingdom.
在天国的子民要抓住这些天国的道。
Spoke of the mysteries of the kingdom of the heaven.
他讲到天国的奥秘。
Why is it that something that starts out good, the kingdom of God, ends up being corrupted?
为什么一开始讲到天国的道理，最后里面充满了败坏呢？
And in the Jesus' parables, he began to expose the enemy.
耶稣的比喻就在那里讲明了仇敌的诡计。
You remember when the disciples asked Jesus, what does this parable of the sower mean?
在那里说这个撒种的比喻是怎么一回事？
And what did Jesus say?
耶稣在那里说什么呢？
The seed that had fallen on the hard ground.
那些落在木边的。
The enemy immediately came along and snatched the word of God away.
仇敌马上就把这些种子偷去。
So now we understand something.
我们就马上知道。
When the word of God is spoken,
当神的话出来的时候，
and the seed is scattered,
在这个仇敌迷惑的欺骗，
why is it that some it never goes into their heart?
为什么这些的话不能够进到人的心中呢？
It's because the evil one is there.
因为那恶者在那里。
Ready to snatch that seed away.
就在那里把这些种子偷去。
Before it can germinate.
叫他们没有发芽以前就把种子拿走。
And you remember he shared this parable on the wheat and the tares.
你知道他讲到这个麦种子与稗子的比喻。
And the disciples had to ask him, what does this parable mean?
这一个比喻是说什么呢？
What did he say about this?
他讲到这些败子。
These are sons of the evil one sown into the kingdom.
这乃是那恶者之子种到天国那里去。
What a strategy!
哦，这实在是一个战略。
Here is the kingdom of the heavens.
这里是讲到天国。
And when nobody's looking,
当没有人看管的时候
，in the night, in the darkness,
在黑暗在晚上的时候
，he sows sons of the evil one in the kingdom.
他就把这些败子撒在天国里面。
But it's especially when we come to Matthew chapter 24 about the end times.
特别当我们到马太二十四章讲到末了的日子
，that we hear our Lord say over and over again, "Be not deceived."
我们听我们
"Be not deceived."
我听我们的主一再一再的讲，叫你们免得有人迷惑你们。
There are those who will come with powers and signs. Do not be deceived.
说那些在那里行神迹，哦，在那里做很多奇妙的事情的人，你们不要受他们迷惑。
And finally, the Antichrist will come.
所以末了敌基督要来。
The personification of deception.
哦，就是这一个欺骗的实际显出来。
And he would even try to deceive.The elect.
这个欺骗的化身他甚至连选民都要迷惑。
Our enemy's deceiving strategies will go on until he's finally judged in the coming of the Lord Jesus.
主的仇敌他直到最末了当主再来的时候要受审判。
But of course we know
我们知道
that when Jesus died on Calvary,
当主死在十字架上的时候
There was an open exposure made of the enemy and his ways.
在那里就完全暴露了仇敌的工作。
In Colossians chapter 2,
在哥罗西书第二章的里面
We just read verse 15.
哥罗西书第二章十五节的里面
What a victory our Lord won in his battle. In the light.
我们的主在光中实在他是显出了他完全的得胜。
It says in Colossians 2:15, when he had disarmed the rulers and authorities, he made a public display of them, having triumphed over them through him.
说即将一切执政的掌权的掳来明显给众人看就仗着十字架获胜。
In sending Jesus to the cross, Satan had thought this was the greatest moment and strategy of all his deception.
他把耶稣送到十字架上，他以为这是他最成功的计谋。
But it turned out his own pride had deceived himself.
结果他自以为骄傲的欺骗了他自己。
His wisdom was exposed as foolishness.
他自以为最智慧的就成为最愚蠢的。
The greatest victory of all time was when Jesus died and rose again.
这是最伟大的得胜，当主耶稣死又复活。
The cross made an open show of the enemy and his defeat.
在十字架上，在那里展览了仇敌跟他的失败。
Now the rest of the New Testament continues to talk about this matter.Of fighting the noble fight against deceit.
新约一直在这里讲到打美好的仗，然后怎么样胜过仇敌。
Since Calvary, something significant has changed.
自从在十字架那里，我们就看到一个重要的改变。
When we read about the spiritual warfare in Revelation, or Ephesians, or 2 Corinthians,
当我们在启示录、以弗所、哥林多后书里面讲到这些属灵的征战的时候
，When references made to these evil schemes，
当这里提到这些仇敌的诡计的时候
，reference made to the enemy's schemes only in the context of Christ's victory，
在这里所讲的这些的仇敌的诡计，其实都是在耶稣基督。得胜之下来只是提他一下。
Do you understand what I mean?
你们知不知道我讲什么?
It is Christ's victory that is foremost.
基督的得胜是完全的，是重要的。
If we would fight the noble fight,
如果我们要打这美好的仗
，we look at the victory Calvary.
我们在看到在十字架那里的得胜
，we no longer dwell on the spiritual conflict because the foe is defeated.
因为我们根本就不在这场属灵的征战里面，因为仇敌已经失败了。
Now it's important for us to understand his strategy.
我们要知道他的诡计。
And why?
为什么呢？
Why do we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but principalities and power?
为什么我们不是与属血气的征战，乃是与空中掌权的恶魔征战呢？
Because the church, the testimony of Jesus Christ, has a very important job right now.
因为今天教会神的见证在地上有个非常重要的使命。
In the word of God it says, we are to make the enemy a footstool for the Lord Jesus.
因为我们要做，我们要仇敌做神的脚凳。
And we also see that references made to spiritual warfare in the book of Revelation.
我们也讲到属灵的征战在启示录里面。
And it looks like a pretty scary picture when you read all those various things that happened there.
你在启示录里面看到好像很多很可怕的这些的情况。
But what really happens in the book of Revelation?
但是在启示录里面所讲的
is that the enemy is fully exposed and fully defeated.
在启示录其实是讲到仇敌完全的给暴怒了，完全的失败。
You notice there's no more deceit.
在那里，不能够，他不能够再迷惑人了。
The enemy is out in the open.
仇敌完全的给暴露出来。
The Antichrist.
敌基督。
The false prophet.
假先知。
The harlot.
大淫妇。
And the kingdoms that followed them.
那就跟着他的这些的列国。
Openly hostile to the Lamb.
他们在那里公开的攻击圣地。
Judged and defeated.And sent to hell.
他们在那里被审判，他们被打败，被扔到地狱里面去。
The book of Revelation is about the victory of the Lamb.
启示录是讲到羔羊的得胜。
Now, where does that leave us?
那与我们有什么关系？
One of the most important aspects of our wrestling.
我们征战的最重要的一方面
is to overcome the deception that is in the world.
乃是我们要胜过在世上的迷惑。
We've been saved by grace.
我们靠着恩典蒙拯救。
But the truth of the matter is, our mind needs to be renewed.
但实际的情况乃是我们的心思需要被更新。
We often speak of Romans chapter 12 and the need for consecration.
我们讲到罗马书十二章，我们需要将身体献上。
That we are to present our bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable to God.
我们将身体献上当作活祭，这是神所喜悦的。
That we are not to be conformed to this world, but to be transformed by the renewing of our mind.
不要效法这个世界，只要心意更新而变化。
And we see from this context that Romans is, this matter of consecration is not just optional.
我们看到这里所讲的不是我们可有可无的事情。
Unless our mind is renewed by the Spirit, we will continue to be deceived by the enemy in the world.
除非我们心意被更新而变化，不然我们继续在世上受仇敌的迷惑。
Even as we've been here for this short time, this is one day.
我们在这里刚刚经过一天。
In our thought life, the enemy still has things to say.
在我们的思想的里面，仇敌还要再对我们讲话。
Until his lies are exposed in the light.
直到他的谎言在光中被暴露出来。
And until they're dealt with under his precious blood.
除非他是被我们基督的宝血对付过。
It's still possible for Christians to believe a lie.
不然的话，对基督徒来讲，我们还会相信仇敌的谎言。
Who are you?
你们是谁？
This is what the enemy tells you. You're not a very good Christian.
你不是怎么样的基督徒吗?
You never can be such an overcomer.
你永远都不会成为得胜者的。
How can you be in tribulation in order to bear the testimony?
你们怎么能够经过患难作为神的见证啊? 这是不可能的。
Everybody else here is spiritual, but not me.
这很多人都是属灵的, 我不行的。
But I need to continue to fake it.
但是我呢, 还要假装的。
I need to be deceptive.
我还要不被欺骗的
To pretend that I'm a Christian
装作我是一个很好的基督徒
Or my mother and father will give me a tough time
不然的话我父母就会骂我的
How many Christians live in the good of the truth that they are a new creation?
今天有多少基督徒他们活在一个这样的事实里面他们是新造的人
Most Christians lie
许多基督徒
They say, I'm more a person of the world than a person in Christ.
其实呢,我是属世多一点,在基督里少一点。
But you know, that's not true.
其实这是不对的。
If any man is in Christ, he is a new creation.
若有人在基督里,他就是新造的人。
Who are you?
你是谁?
I'm telling you, the enemy will fight against who you are so that you won't claim all that you have in Christ.
你知道基督仇敌一直在那里打仗就不要你说你是完全在基督里
Oh, sounded good. I like the way he said it better than the way I did. Another thing the enemy is always, always deceiving and lying about. Who is God?
仇敌也在那里一直的欺骗我们, 在那里叫我们不认识谁是神。
Oh, I don't think God loves me.
哎呀, 其实神我不觉得他爱我。
I don't think he's really my father.
我不觉得他是真正是我的天父啊。
I think he's angry with me.
他生气啊。
I think he's going to kick me out.
他可能要把我赶走。
I don't think I can trust God.
我实在不能信任神啊。
If I really gave my life to God, he'll take everything away I like video games and things.
如果我把我自己完全交给神了, 他就把我喜欢的通通拿走啊, 我的那些的玩具啊。
I just don't trust him.
我实在不能够信任神啊。
And so that throughout the New Testament, we hear again and again, be not deceived. Be not deceived.
所以在整转的新约定里面,在这里一直劝我们不要受迷惑,不要受迷惑。
The enemy continues to attack our soul.
仇敌一直在我们的魂里面攻击我们。
But we must begin to fight.
我们要征战。
Here's the noble warfare.
这里是高贵的征战。
Place your life on the altar.
把你自己的生命放在祭坛上。
Give the Lord your mind for his renewing.
把你的心思交给主, 让他来更新我们。
Let the word of God dwell richly in your heart, and the light will shine.
让神的话丰富满满地住在你的心中, 叫神的话,
We must have done with the lies of the enemy.
我们要对付仇敌一切的谎言。
Unless we learn to wear the armor that has been given to us in Christ,
我们要学习穿上在基督里神给我们的全副军装。
Unless we have that helmet of salvation squarely on our mind,
除非我们戴上救恩的头盔保护我们的心思,
Unless we are girded about with truth,
除非我们用真理来束腰,
we can still be deceived.
不然的话,我们仍然会被迷惑。
How about you?
你怎么样?
Are you deceived by the lusts of the flesh? The lust of the eyes, the boastful pride of life.
被眼目的情欲、肉体的情欲、今生的骄傲所迷惑呢？
The enemy works from Madison Avenue, and he always packages these things in a beautiful way.
仇敌就在他们纽约制造这些的东西来迷惑我们。
Now let's be honest, brothers and sisters.
弟兄姊妹，我们很诚实的要面对这些。
Even the American dream is a deception.
这个美国梦也是一个骗局。
There are some dear brothers working 80 hours a week for an American dream.
有许多亲爱的弟兄姊妹，他们一个星期工作八个小时，为了八十个小时。为了达到他们美国梦。
And all they do is work for wages with holes in their pockets.
他们就是在那里一直在这里袋子里面要存钱。
The American dream is something the enemy is using in his church today.
今天在教会的里面，仇敌用美国梦来攻击我们。
Be not deceived.
不要被迷惑。
The enemy finds any way he can to get us into bondage, that we may not be able to fight the noble fight.
仇敌要用一切的东西来捆绑我们，叫我们不能打这美好的仗。
The church today has suffered great loss.
今天教会受过极大的损失。
Especially the testimony.
特别是主的见证。
The enemy has gained great answers.
仇敌在那里占了很多的便宜。
A Christianity without a cross is a deception.
基督教里面没有十字架的基督教是一个骗局。
We just read earlier that Paul says all who would live godly in this life will suffer persecution.
保罗告诉我们，那敬虔度日的都要受苦难。
And so some people, well, they love the Lord, and they want to fight the good fight.
今天有许多人，他们爱主，他们愿意打这美好的仗。
But they define the good fight as the nice fight.
他们说这个美好的仗呢，是这个很容易很好玩的仗。
Why can't we just be friends, the church?
我们在教会里面就做朋友就好了嘛。
Why can't we just talk about good things?
我们就讲我们都喜欢的这些好东西嘛。
You know, there's a whole school of the church now that says, don't talk about hell.
因为今天有许多的教导在教会里面说不要讲到地狱。
There are many, many Christians today who don't really believe there's a devil.
今天有许多的基督徒，他们根本不相信有魔鬼。
They don't think there's really any spiritual warfare. This is just religion talk.
他们根本不信有属灵的征战，这只不过是一个宗教的讲说。
And all the time they're suffering loss.
但是他们一直有极大的损失。
Their marriages are falling into difficult times.
他们的婚姻失败。
Their children are being snatched away.
他们的儿女给仇敌抓走。
They say there's no devil.
他们说没有魔鬼。
The devil says that's right.
仇敌说是啊，没有我。
We're in a great battle in this recovery of the testimony.
今天我们在这恢复见证的路上是在大的征战里面。
I think you understand how deceitful the enemy is.
我们实在知道仇敌是多么会迷惑人。
He knows our weaknesses.
他知道我们的弱点
and he takes advantage of.
他在那里占了我们很大的便宜。
The next two times I share, Lord willing, I want to share next time on the fact that we wrestle individually this noble fight.
我们还有两次，下一次我会交通我们个人的一些的征战。
And then the final time, Lord willing, on the warfare corporately.
最后一次我要讲到这个团体的征战。
But could I just turn us to one last scripture and let it be a trumpet call for us to fight the noble fight, gaining victory over deception?
我愿意最后我们翻到一处的圣经啊，能够唤醒我们吹筒这个号筒，叫我们知道如何进到这场高贵的征战里面。
It's just a few wonderful verses in Romans chapter 13.
就是在罗马书里面有几节很宝贵的话。
We want to read them.
我们要读一读罗马书。
We want to live them.
我们要活，要这样来活。
We want to be living in the light.
我们愿意活在光中。
Romans chapter 13, verses 11 through 14.
罗马书十三章十一节到十四节。
Do this, knowing the time, that it is already the hour for you to awaken from sleep. For now salvation is nearer to us than when we first believed.
再者你们晓得现今就是该趁早睡醒的时候，因为我们得救现今比初信的时候更近了。
The night is almost gone. The day is near. Therefore let us cast off the deeds of darkness and put on the armor of light.
黑夜已深，白昼将近，我们就当脱去暗昧的行为，带上光明的兵器。
Let us behave properly as is in the day, not in carousing and drunkenness, not in sexual promiscuity and sensuality, not in strife and jealousy.
行事为人要端正，好像行在白昼，不可荒宴醉酒，不可好色邪荡，不可争竞嫉妒。
But put onThe Lord Jesus Christ, and make no provision for the flesh in regard to its lusts.
总要佩戴主耶稣基督，不要为肉体安排去放纵私欲。
Now we know from the book of Revelation,
从启示录里面我们知道，
that even as the end draws near,
末后的日子已经临到，
the church is sleeping.
但是教会在沉睡。
The church of Sardis,
撒迪的教会，
which is still around today,
今天那种光景还存在的，
has a reputation,
他们是这样的，
but no life,
他们有名没有无实，没有生命。
And so the Lord said to the church of Sardis, wake up,
所以神对撒迪的教会说醒过来，
and strengthen the things that remain,
要抓持守你们所有的。
Now also today we have the church of Laodicea.
我们今天还有老底家的教会。
Self-sufficient.
他们自以为样样都有。
Blind to this spiritual warfare.
对于属灵的征战他们是瞎眼的。
Oh, how we need to heed these words here in Romans.
我们需要罗马书这里的话的帮助。
Now many of you serve the Lord.
我们当中许多是侍奉主的人。
And just like Timothy, we're called upon to fight the noble fight.
就好像提摩太，我们蒙召要打这美好的仗。
We need to help those who are younger than us.
我们也要帮助那些比我们年轻的人。
To not live in deception, but in the light.
叫他们不要活在欺骗的里面，叫他们活在光中。
But could we just spend the next minute and ask ourselves as servants of God?
我们愿意用现在的一点的时间，我们向主祷告。我们这些是服侍主的人。
These three questions.
就是我们问三个问题。
Just from this scripture.
就这几节圣经里面所问的。
Are we awake?
我们睡醒了吗？
Do we know what time it is?
我们知道现今的时候吗？
Do we know how near our salvation is?
我们知道哦，那得救的日子是已经近了。
Wake up.
睡醒吧。
Second.
第二个问题。
Cast off the deeds of darkness.
要脱去暗昧的行为。
And put on the armor of light.
带上光明的兵器。
It's time.
时候到了。
To have done with those things of darkness.
把这些暗昧的行为
May the Lord shine His light on us in these days and expose by His light those things that need to be cast aside.
求主这些日子里面光照我们，来叫我们看到需要除去的东西。
But we can't just stand there naked and vulnerable.
但是我们不能够只是这样，赤手空拳地站在那里。
Put on the Lord Jesus Christ.
要佩戴主耶稣基督。
And make no provision for the flesh.
不要为肉体安排。
Now this is the noble fight.
这是那高贵的仗。
May the Lord help us to be faithful.
求主帮助我们。叫我们能够忠心。
Shall we pray?
我们
Father, we thank you for the great victory that was won at Calvary.
亲爱的天父，我们感谢你在十字架上，你已经得胜了。
And we see the testimony of Paul that he lived in that victory.
我们看到保罗的见证，他把那一个得胜活出来。
You shone the light on him. He turned from deception and he fought the noble fight.
你光照他，他就回到你自己的真光的里面打美好的仗。
Lord, we pray that you would have mercy on us and help us in this late hour.
求主你怜悯我们，叫我们在末后的日子能够蒙光照。
We don't want to be deceived by our sleepiness.
我们不因为我们的沉睡而受我们迷惑。
Deceived by our blindness.
我们不因为我们的瞎眼而受迷惑。
But to properly assess this warfare that we're in.
我们能够看清楚今天我们等的征战里面。
Lord, we want to be shaped by our pursuit after thee.
我们愿意被塑造，我们愿意好好的追求你。
But we pray that you would deliver us from ignorance of the schemes of the devil.
求主救我们脱离对仇敌诡计的无知。
And so help us, Lord, we pray.
主啊，帮助我们，我们这样祷告。
In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
奉主耶稣基督的名。
Amen.